Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playoff losses. That's the Nationals, who have eight.
Oh.
Twice as many as anybody else. So let me put kind of a bow on this Dusty Baker conversation, if you don't mind. I ran through the mistakes. Top of the first, top of the third, bottom fifth, bottom six, top seven, top seven. That were most egregious of some of the blunders yesterday. There are others from the series. Playoff baseball is very often about winning close games. That's what it is. Every situation matters so much. Every time a base runner gets on, the game slows down. You're always one pitch away from disaster. You're one split second away from a big inning, as Max Scherzer can attest to this morning. It's not June, and it's nothing like the regular season. There is no game more different in any of the other sports than baseball is regular season to the playoffs in terms of how you have to coach and manage. It's got to be different. And Dusty Baker does not have that paradigm. Understand something. This is not a guy with a great playoff track record who's had a bad series. And by the way, it's two bad series now here
it's
in Washington.
Two.
This is a guy who, when he was hired, had a history, when it matters in the postseason, with every one of your decisions being calculated and analyzed and watched like a hawk. And people look back and they go, man, he really didn't do a good job here and there. See, those things in July and August, they kind of come and they go. And if you mention them while the team's winning, you're a jerk. But in the playoffs, they matter so much. And everybody notices them. And the book and the resume is, this is now when you need to be tactically great. When you need in the playoffs, because it's one and two run games, to make the right decision with your bullpen, to make the right decision on the base paths, to, most importantly perhaps, use your bench, which is outstanding properly. That's when you need the manager's going to touch the right buttons. And he did not do it in this series. He did not do it last year in this series as well. Dusty Baker is a really good man. I don't have fun with this segment. I don't. He is a legend. He's a fringe Hall of Famer. He knows more about baseball and his fingernail than I do. But in the same way that Donald Trump or Barack Obama know more about being president than you do, you can still disagree with things they do, because knowledge isn't always what decisions are based off of. He could be smarter than me or Danny or you and do the wrong thing. Managing is about two things. One, he does brilliantly. The other, he does terribly. The first one, the brilliance, is in the dugout and in the clubhouse before and after games with players. He is an outstanding people person. The other is strategizing, is being a tactician, is handling of a bullpen. This is a weakness. It's not that big of a deal 3 months ago. It's just not. It's a huge deal in October. Those decisions are all vital. These games are too close, and time again in the playoffs, he has been exposed as an awful tactician. This has happened in other cities before here. It has now happened here 2 years in a row. Last year, people forget, a debacle in that decisive game. An embarrassment.
So I went back and looked at that. And it's unequivocal. But people make excuses for it. And they've forgotten about it or kind of whatever else. There were several gaffes with double switches and some other things that just didn't make any sense.
Anthony Rendon was out of the game at the end as one of the best players on the team when they were trying to come back. And Wilmer Defoe was the last guy on their bench because he had switched his way through the lineup in a way as if they were protecting a minimal lead and he was bringing in defensive replacements.
So there were moments where nothing changed except for a couple outs happened and then he decided to pinch run somebody. It just looked like he didn't know what he was doing. And here's what I will get to. We mock and made fun of Matt Williams correctly, by the way, because the closer comes in to close the game.
But you're allowed to make fun of Matt Williams. You're not allowed to make fun of Dusty.
That's the point. The robotic adherence to whatever plan that you had, I think, was Dusty's undoing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a plan in place, and it may have actually been a nice plan, a good one, where everybody in the room, oh, good plan, that's a good plan, we're a good plan by us, that's a good plan, let's adhere to the plan. And then the plan happens, and you know what happens to your plans? Mike Tyson said it best, you get punched in the flipping mouth. You get punched in the face when Gio can't get out of a certain inning, and all of a sudden we got to go to Albert sooner than we wanted to, and it doesn't go right for Scherzer. The next thing that goes on is an inability to adjust and start calculating moves ahead. Joe Maddon can do it.
Yes.
Dusty can't.
I want to be clear about something. I don't believe in, like, this coach can't win in October. This coach can't win in January, Marty Schottenheimer. I don't believe in that. What I believe in this situation is that to win in the playoffs, you have to shirk convention and you have to take a lot of risks. Joe Maddon does that more than anyone. He's the defending champion. And last night, again, brought his infield in to cut off a run in the first inning in a one-run game. He brought his closer in the seventh. These are things that Dusty Baker could be the Nats manager for the next 1,000 years he would never do. Because it's just not the way, quote-unquote, it's done, end quote. Until it is and you win that way. Worth hitting second, you know, that's malpractice. It doesn't matter that much. It's annoying to me because lineup construction's important. It's not as big a deal as the in-game things like not walking Anthony Rizzo in Game 3, which is just day one stuff. You can't get that wrong. Baker got exposed in this series. He did. It's okay to admit that. It's okay. If we can make fun of Jay Gruden and we can make fun of Matt Williams, why is it mean every time we do it with Dusty Baker? Because we like him, because he's cool, because he chews his toothpick? I like him too. I want him to hang out with me. He'd hate me because I do nothing but be mean to him on the radio, but I'd love to have a beer with him. I'd love it. He's a cool guy. Playoffs accentuate his weaknesses. It's like dropping me into a donut shop for a week and a half in October every year and saying, don't gain any weight. Don't gain any weight. Because I can dabble. I can eat what I need to as long as I'm preparing all my meals, doing all this stuff. But every year in October for a few weeks, you drop me into a donut shop and I've got to sleep there overnight and stay there all the time. And you say, hey, don't be you. He's going to be him. He is going to be him and he's at the donut shop. That is the problem. These managers in the playoffs, everything they do matters. And here is the question I would ask each of you. If you think I'm being a jerk, by the way, go live in Philly or New York and listen to the radio for 3 days after a loss like this.
See what they were saying about Joe Girardi before they
Who's
won the series, by the way.
Outstanding manager.
Who's good.
An outstanding manager. Here would be my question to Nationals fans who disagree with me on how bad Baker was in this series. And if you're disagreeing with me, by the way, you're disagreeing with people all over baseball. Do you trust him to outwit Joe Maddon in a game like last night if they played it tonight? How could the answer be yes? Do you trust him to outmanage Dave Roberts, who they would have gone up against in the LCS, who wiped the floor with Dusty in the managerial matchup 1 year ago? Because, Danny, those are the three teams that are the heavyweights in the National League. The Dodgers, the Cubs, the Nationals. And in each of the last 2 years, Roberts, and to a lesser extent, Maddon, who did some quirky, weird things as well. It just so happened to work for him. And if the Nats would have won the game last night, this is still a conversation, by the way, because they would have won that game in spite, and they would have won that series in spite of him.
This is the big point. This is what I wanted to get to, because while they're winning, no one's allowed to say squat.
Well, right. They just won, though. This is not personal, is my big point. He is a good person. His antiquated lineup construction infuriated me, but I don't care about that. He was hired as a guy with a questionable history as an in-game decision maker. He was hired as a guy routinely questioned for bullpen usage and weird decisions in the playoffs and the inability to adjust and being too rigid. He has been here for 2 years, and he has been more a playoff detriment than an asset. That is just a fact.
He was hired, A, because he was available, but B, he was willing to take less than market for what a manager is supposed to make. Because remember, the Lerners botched the entire Bud Black situation. But B, they needed somebody that wasn't Matt Williams. They needed the communicator in a clubhouse where you got guys tearing lineups off the walls because of how upset they are at Matt Williams' robotic inability to form a sentence with his own players. They wanted the opposite, and they got that. They got the player's manager. They got the guy that everybody loves going to work for, and there's something to be said for that. Something to be said for him steering the rudder while this group could have easily crashed up against the rocks as they did a couple years ago in Matt Williams' year two. He did a good job steadying the ship while all the injuries happened, while all the adversity happened with the bullpen in the first half of the season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are the weaknesses. That's all we're doing is pointing them out. There are strengths. We've covered those ad nauseum. You all need to hear this part too.
I will never demand a firing on the radio in my life. I can be in this industry for another 2 days and say something stupid and I get fired, or 50 years, I'll never say someone should get fired. I just won't do it. I think that's radio hot take nonsense, and I hate it. His contract is up. Had this series have just happened and he had 1 year left on his deal, I would not come on the air today and say fire Dusty Baker. Wouldn't do that. I would point out all the things he did wrong and my concerns moving forward. I would not say that he should lose his job over that series. But he does not have a job here next year as of right now. They have not extended him. His contract is up. You get to play the field, and this organization should absolutely do so. They should try to do better. Because I'd ask you again, would you trust him next year against Madden or against Roberts to outmanage them? Would you trust him to outmanage the other playoff managers, Lavulo, who's going to be the manager of the year with the Diamondbacks, or Bud Black in Colorado, who made the postseason? If the answer is no, shouldn't you strive to do better? You get one more bite at this apple. You get one more year of Bryce Harper before he's playing in Chicago or wherever he's going to be. They should absolutely find someone who is going to make more correct decisions in close playoff
games. This is your Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr upgrade time. This is your Randy Whitman to the next guy time.
Mike Rizzo deserves it. The learners deserve it. You guys deserve it. And again, I feel terrible talking about this. I do. I like Dusty Baker as a person and even as a manager. I gave him an A this year. He's a good manager. It is not a coincidence that he constantly gets exposed in the playoffs. Constantly. Because decisions matter more then. Games are tighter and closer. Everything's bigger. I want to get your guys' reactions and thoughts. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.